Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my friends are so happy, and they're all, like, in about 20 years, moving to Madrid.
Spain?
Yes.
Why?
The first gay retirement home.
Oh, boy.
They're so excited. My friend Ryan tweeted about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's, I don't know, he's like early 30s. And he's like, in 30 years, I'm already going to sign up for the first gay retirement home.
For the first, you got to figure he's, what, 35, whatever he is? By the time he retires, there'll be plenty of retirement homes for gay.
Well, this is the first one ever in the United, or not in the United, in the world.
Oh, really?
It's the first one that has
Let's open one.
I know.
You and I should open one. This is worth billions of dollars.
You know.
This is a great idea.
If everybody is, all my gay friends are already tweeting about moving to Madrid, we got to do this.
Oh, man.
Do you know how much fun that would be?
It'll be fun.
I would want to move there. Because, I mean, I'm sorry, but gay men just have the best time in life ever. And that would be, and imagine, you know some old gay guys, right?
Yeah.
They love life.
Yeah.
They really love life.
They do.
So it'll be like sparkles, and like you said, unicorns.
Oh, it's going to be
rainbows.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And they're going to have fun, and there's going to be singing and dance.
Yeah, like line dancing.
And some of that.
Yeah, a little kick here, a little kick there.
You made it creepy, but okay, I made it fun.
No, I'm talking about like Rockettes.
Yep.
The Rockette style.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You know what? That actually would be something to invest in. If some company started that in the United States and there are not any, I just assumed that they were already out there.
Nope. They said this is the first one.
Get out of here.
I know. I didn't either know. You all will be hearing the words Uncommon James coming up a lot. That is at Kristen Cavallari store. She has an online store, and she also has a store in Nashville. And they say that Uncommon James, that's going to be a brand we should all start investing in.
What's it called again?
Uncommon James. It's not public yet, but as soon as it does, get on it. Anyway, speaking of Kristen Cavallari, she's married to Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw last night's episode. It was the season finale.
No, I didn't.
You didn't watch it? Well, anyway, guess what? They've been signed up for another season.
Really?
Yes.
What's the name of the show?
Very Cavallari.
Oh, okay.
It's about Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler and their life together. They never show their kids on TV, and they said that they never will.
I think that's a good thing.
I like it.
Right?
I do. I like it, yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
It seems like the show does well without the kids.
I'll tell you who I ended up really liking in the show, and that is stupid Jay Cutler.
I like Jay Cutler.
He is so dry and dumb. Not dumb in real life, like... So dry, dumb, funny.
In the sports world, he gets painted as just being a pain in the ass, okay?
Well, he kind of is in the show.
But I think the guy, I mean, people have different personalities, you know? That's just the way it is. And Jay's a very quiet guy.
He doesn't have to be like the showboat in the season. I just like him because he's really dry, but then he's like, ugh. Like everybody irritates him. But it's awesome.
I've always been a Jay Cutler fan.
Yeah,
I don't
really
watch
fun.
The show, but I like him.
So, if you were a fan of the show, you might want to catch up because they have just signed on for 2019. And in the season finale last night, they basically said, she says, I think I need to get an apartment downtown in Nashville because they have a big farm that they just bought. And he's like, why are you getting that? And she's like, well, if I work late, I'll stay there. And he's like, we're not doing that. And she says, well, what are you going to do for the next year? And he goes, I don't know. I guess just be bored.
Yeah.
He's so honest about how he has nothing to do.
Right.
He's just bored.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he's got no backup plan.
He has nothing.
You know, which is kind of weird because this guy went to one of the most famous universities there are.
Oh, did he graduate?
Yeah, he graduated from Vanderbilt. And that's a huge medical school, okay? He graduated. That's where he played football in college. He graduated from there. But how do you graduate from Vanderbilt and not have a backup plan?
Yeah, I wonder what his degree is. Maybe we can find him a job.
Well, that just shows me. All he did was play football. He never went to any class. No. I mean, what did he major in?
He doesn't know how to do anything. But he's really honest on the show. I really like him on the show. Okay, let's hear. Everybody's talking about this. I guess it was a very scary moment during the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert. I guess while they were singing in Atlanta, a man rushed the stage. Here it goes.
Oh, a fight. A fight? Oh, my God.
Sure, that's not a song called "Oh My God."
Oh my God!
I think it's just a song they sung.
What in the hell did I just hear? I don't.
I didn't hear a fight. Oh my God! Oh my God!
And it was going right with the beat.
I think it was a song.
I think you're right. I think it's part of the show. Anyway, I guess this guy rushed the stage, and basically the backup dancers and security just gave him a beat down. I mean, he didn't have a chance in hell.
I saw the video.
Yeah, they mauled him.
Yeah, they just pounced on him.
Yep, today! Yeah, they took him down. All right, I guess Taylor Swift. She brought on Tim McGraw and Faith Hill on stage while she was in Nashville.
Please welcome the actual Tim McGraw.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! I can't really tell what's going on in there.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's only a minute left. Yeah, I don't get that.
They sang. So that was cool. Yeah. All right. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Listen, they can't all be great. They're at a concert. How great can the audio be?
Yeah. Oh, well, God. It's a concert. It is audio.
Right.
I've never understood that. Every audio clip you ever get from these concerts, it's coming from somebody's cell phone. It looks like that if you're Taylor Swift and you bring Tim McGraw.
Can I explain why? Sure, James. Because they're not mic'd for a live concert. Like, if you know the Eagles, when they do like live, the Eagles on NBC tonight. Well, that's a different kind of miking. They don't mic for that. They just do it. They throw that crap up with a bunch of speakers like, here's the stadium tour. That's why.
But I have another suggestion for them.
Oh, my God. Okay?
When you're going to do something that you know that's going to make the headlines, like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, you run some audio out of your board so you get great audio.
Out of your
audio.
Board. Are you talking to people?
Yes.
Or me?
I'm telling you, you run it out of the mixing board.
Who knows the board? No, the people, they don't know. You run it out of the board. People are thinking of a 2x4.
Jamie, you know me and audio. I get very upset about the audio. That's why this segment gets to me.
Christy is thinking that you're doing something with the 2x4.
Yeah, no, I'm not building a house. No, I'm talking about a mixer board. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm not myself. I'm sorry.
What in the hell? Okay. Gotta run it out of the bar. Here's my identity for today. Shouldn't have given you those aspirin. Now that was mean.
Yeah, it's true. That was mean. I wouldn't be here. I'd have wings right now. I'm going to go to heaven.
Or a pitchfork.
Yeah, no.
We're not really sure about
I've
that.
Done good deeds.
We're a little iffy on that one. All right, anyway, I kid, because he's fine. Okay, speaking of sadness, Robin Leach. I love Robin Leach. I didn't know he passed away.
Yeah.
He was only 76.
With champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, my gosh. I loved that show when I was little. Do you remember? Like, oh, my God, he'd do all these rock stars. Yeah. And I remember, like, gosh, being really little, and seeing these people go down the Sunset Strip, and they had a hot tub in the back of their limo.
He was actually the beginning of certain shows that you see today. Things like MTV's Cribs. Remember, it took off big time. Robin Leach was the first to do that. He went out and showcased people who had a ton of money, and they lavish lifestyles, and that was his TV show. And there's a lot of shows that have duplicated that over the years.
He also helped launch the TV show Entertainment Tonight, which you can still see today.
With champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
Are we going to do this all day?
With champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
I guess that's a yes. Anyway, he passed away.
It's the only decent audio we have.
With champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
I guess he suffered a stroke on Monday, and then he died on a Friday. That is so sad. Also, speaking of sad, John McCain passed away at 81 years old. Boy, that was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was a good guy. They say he was funny as crap, too. And then they showed some clips. I watched it last night on some of the TV shows. He was pretty funny. He's a little spark plug.
Yeah. Well, you knew that when they made that announcement, wasn't it Friday or so, they said they've ceased all medication?
Yeah.
When that announcement came out, you knew that it was just a matter of hours, probably.
Well, he was just, and they were showing how, like, just this time last year, he was traveling.
Right.
It was crazy.
You know, though, you know what really gets me when somebody like this, because it's a political thing, when they pass away, is you go back to when he was the presidential nominee for the Republican Party a few years back. Man, these people like Hillary Clinton and Pelosi and all these people, they bashed the crap out of this guy. They turned him into the biggest villain on the planet. And now it's all just warm wishes, and I can't believe he's gone. I love the guy. It's just like, really?
Remember when he made that huge mistake of bringing on what's-her-name as his vice presidential candidate?
Yeah.
That was his demise.
Sarah Palin.
She had answers written in her hand.
Yeah.
An ink pen.
Oh, and they destroyed her. If you remember, the media destroyed her, and they destroyed him.
Yeah.
They took John McCain down. He lost that election because the media and the other party, which is what they do, but they took him down. But all, I mean, they were vicious against him.
She had stuff written in her hand and an ink pen.
It's funny, though. Once you die.
Look at Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
I'm sure she would have loved these accolades while she was living.
Yeah.
You know, now everybody's like, oh, my God, Aretha Franklin, she's so great. And now her song, even Aretha Franklin, she shot up on the Billboard or whatever, iTunes, all that. She's like top five, top 10. She hasn't been top 10 for like years.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years. She's like
hundreds of years,
thousands, millions. I don't know. List goes on. And then Neil Simon, he was a playwright. He passed away at the age of 91. His hits include The Odd Couple, a bunch of films and stuff. Okay, yeah. And he passed away too. So it does happen in threes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it did this weekend.
Dang, Daniel. And then finally, I guess the trailer of Game of Thrones came out.
Yeah.
People are freaking the F out.
I've not heard this, but the Game of Thrones people are just beside themselves. It's season 8?
You're asking the wrong person. I don't watch
it. Yeah, it's season 8.
And I feel horrible I don't watch it. And trust me, my girlfriends, they call it Viking porn. And all the women in the Caldwell, they love it. And they think I'm crazy that I don't see it. And I wanted to see it, BJ. And I tried one season, you know, to what do you call that? Where you just sit there and you binge watch. And so I tried, but I got nothing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Maybe it's just too hard to catch up.
I don't know.
I tried a couple of episodes, too, and I was lost.
But I don't feel cool.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't, because all the Caldwell moms are like, oh, my God, do you want to come over? We're going to watch Game of Thrones.
It's almost like a cult thing.
It is a cult thing.
Yeah. And if you're not in the club, man, in the cult, then you're just an outsider.
Yep.
Here's the, I don't know how good this is, but... We've never based anything on being good.
Wow.
The monsters are real. The White Walkers, the dragons, the Dothraki screamers, all the frightening stories we heard when we were young, they're all real, so be it. Let the monsters kill each other. And while they battle in the north, we take back the lands that belong to us. Highgarden is the most powerful army in Essos.
You Game of Thrones people, you get all this. Jamie and I don't have a clue. We have no idea what this is all about.
Back to Winterfell. With Daenerys Targaryen.
I know it's overmodulated.
I don't know. Yeah. Just a bit. Oh, well. It's a big deal, though. Game of Thrones. HBO, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, you know, it's the same thing. Like, I don't know if y'all have this, but I get irritated at people that don't watch my shows. So I know that my girlfriends are all irritated at me because I don't know what they're talking about. But I have to tell you, I get irritated when y'all don't watch Real Housewives. To me, it's a gimme. You got to watch that crap. It's awesome. Can't wait for Wednesday night when Carol and Bethany go at it, okay? It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I don't understand how people can sit down and watch 7 hours of golf. I don't get it.
Okay. All right. This
I don't
is
get
a,
it.
All right.
I just don't get you people.
Okay. So this is a good question, speaking of which. So I almost put this on Facebook because maybe it's just me. Do you need an hour before somebody comes over to your house? Or can somebody just come over to your house right now? Could I come over right now?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I need 2 hours.
I need more, right?
I need 2 hours.
I have a girlfriend and another girlfriend because we all spent the weekend together. And they're like, oh, we'll just come over to your house right now.
No. Do not surprise me. Don't knock on my door.
No, I was like.
Because you're going to really start judging
me.
Right?
Who are people that can just come over? Mm-mm. And who are those of you that I can just come over? I don't have a house where you can just come over.
No.
But I realized something really crazy, and I think this is a thing. There are people that have houses that you can just come over, and there are people that have houses like mine you can't come over.
Yeah, I'm B. I'm not A.
Yeah.
I'm B.
I think about my parents' house. They always had their door open, and people just walked in, and they had coffee.
Really?
They had a house where you could just come in.
Yeah. What happened to you?
I don't know. I think it's because my mom was such a clean freak.
I will guess that your sister has that house.
No.
That you can just walk in.
No.
She doesn't?
Both of us don't.
Well, I figured one of you would pick up what your parents had.
No, because my mom was so, like, crazy about cleaning and everything had to be right.
Boy, oh boy.
I know. But I'm not the only person. Thank you.
You know what? I'm not even comfortable with you driving by my house because of my yard. Okay? You need to call me and say we're going to be in your neighborhood and drive by your house. Okay? That's number one.
Right.
Let alone come in.
So this Tara, who's a new friend of mine, she's an interior decorator. And so I said, yeah, I'm going to, you know, rip out my house and stuff. She's like, oh, well, I'll just come over. We were at CryoCare. She's like, well, I'll just pop over right now.
No. Did you put your foot down?
I said no.
No, coming over right now.
Sean, do you have a house people can come over right now?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, 5 minute, 10 minute warning, maybe.
All right, so you're only 10?
Yeah, but that's just to pick up all the clothes, you know, maybe, or stuff laying around.
I feel like I'm about a 2 hour.
I'm a 2 hour,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
I might be a week. Yeah. You might have to schedule next Monday to come to my place.
All right. I'm so glad. I feel so much better
now.
No,
thank you. I'm with
you. All right. There you go. So, tablet trash.
All right. Coming up after 7 o'clock, if you missed this already, Jamie White is a hero.
Yes.
Saved a life. I'm not joking you, man. This is a real story. Jamie White to the rescue. It's coming up after 7.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.